In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Tuesday, today the 13th of June, by my calendar. Good as always to have you along, everybody. There are, as of right now, by that very same calendar, 13 working days left until the Senate of the United States takes its Independence Day holiday. I mention that because Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he wants a vote on the health care bill before everybody leaves town. Put another way, the Senate is going to vote on the shape and substance of fully one-sixth of the American economy sometime in the next 2 weeks without so far any public hearings or releasing the text of the bill. And at the same time, is going to try to get some tax policy done as well. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour starts us off.
Some people call the American Health Care Act a health care bill, but you wouldn't be wrong to call it a tax bill.
When you look at the components of the health care bill, the major components are reduction in spending in Medicaid and then a bunch of tax provisions.
Dick Harvey teaches law at Villanova. Tax provisions that add up, says Howard Gleckman with the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center.
The health bill includes about $1 trillion of tax cuts, which would mostly benefit high-income people.
One of those is a particular tax that the Trump administration and Republicans really want to lower, a certain type of capital gains tax on investments that was raised to fund Obamacare. Capital gains is now at 24%. House Republicans want it down to 16.5%, a big cut. Gleckman says they can chip away at this in the health care bill.
It wouldn't look like quite as big a tax cut for high-income people because they would have already gotten nearly half the tax cut in the health care bill at a time when no one was really paying attention to it.
But if the goal of tax reform is reducing the deficit, which it is for some Republican lawmakers, health care reform doesn't move them very far along. Despite all the tax cuts in the health care bill, it doesn't reduce the deficit by much more than a rounding error, $120 billion over 10 years. Scott Greenberg is with the Tax Foundation. He says Congress could just let go of the health care reform taxes and find tax cuts elsewhere.
In that case, the failure of a health care bill has no budgetary impact whatsoever on the prospects for a tax reform bill.
Outside one or two taxes, he says, all the tax reform going on inside healthcare, that's about healthcare. It doesn't change the math or the mess of tax reform to come. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.